Hi, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast. It's three of us here.
I'm Zoya.
I'm Taya.
And I'm Ksusha.
We are not native English speakers, and we are gonna make mistakes.
But that's okay.
This podcast is just to have fun, because this is the only way to stay sane while...
Zooming
through...
chaos. I'm actually extremely excited to start this one, and I hope it will be fun for all of us.
Oh, I'm sure it will be fun. I'm not sure if it's going to be anything else, but
it's going to be fun. For me, it's already fun.
Sounds like a plan to me. It doesn't matter.
So we're just going to have these recordings, and we're going to listen to them in like 10 years' time. Whoa!
And was that my voice? Did I use something over there? I think this will be a good one. Okay, I think we should start with why are we making these recordings and what is the story behind it?
Why are we doing it?
Yes.
Well, yes, Taegon.
Me? Well, I think we are doing this podcast because, first of all, we want to have fun. The second reason is because we would like to share our experience because we are language teachers, foreign language teachers.
Or just language learners. It doesn't even matter.
Well, not without that. But we also want to share our knowledge, our experience. We want to talk about some things that could make language learning for other people easier, maybe.
Yeah, and to feel part of the community, or at least don't feel alone, because we're all making mistakes. We're all going through some tough patches, and that's totally normal. Let's normalize it. It's okay. Learning language is a process.
It's a whole other topic.
Yeah, I think we will have a separate episode for this one. But this podcast is just to normalize talking in the language, and also for me to spread the word that learning languages is cool, and it actually broadens your horizons, and it actually shapes the way you perceive the world. For me, it's something unbelievable, nothing short of a miracle.
Mind-blowing, for sure. I used to have difficulties speaking English, although I've been an English teacher for more than I'd like to
remember.
Yes, no, not that long, but like for more than 10 years now. And I remember being very afraid and, well, terrified, basically, that I'm going to make mistakes and everybody's going to hear it, or like my students will notice it.
What teacher am I if I'm making mistakes?
Yeah, for sure. Oh. Like, you should be perfect. Not like even should, you have to be perfect. But nobody's perfect. This is one thing I'd like to mention. Nobody's perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. If you make a mistake, you notice that you're like, oh, sorry, that's just silly me, and then you just go on, and you don't have to be perfect. This is for English teachers and for English learners, or for learners of any language. I agree that learning a language is fun. It's one activity that I've been doing also for a long time with different languages. I like to experiment. My students, they're English learners, but they're like, I'd like to learn Italian. I'm like, go for it. And they're like, no, but I have to finish with English. I'm like, you're never finished with English. This is a lifetime process. It depends. It depends on people, but generally it is a process. Again, this is for another episode, hopefully.
Yeah, it's actually fun because it's supposed to be audio podcast. I just want to mention that while Zoe was telling me and Taya all the time, we're nodding their heads. It's like, oh yes, yeah, sure. Taya, why do you agree with it?
Because that's the situation that I have also, because foreign languages just popped into my life, entered it, and never left.
That sounds like a scary story. It's like bedtime scary story. Okay, how did they pop into your life? Tell us. Problem shared is a problem halved. You are in a safe space.
This is a safe space. You can say whatever. We're going to support you.
Well, it popped into my life since my birth, maybe, because I...
That's an early popping.
Yeah. I was born in another culture, in another country. It's Uzbekistan, and I faced people who don't speak my language. My native language, it's Russian. Yeah. And I just knew that there are foreign languages, first of all. But I didn't know it was German to pop first in my life. And it was 2003.
Oh, my. How old are you? Okay, that's answer
we're
this
talking
one.
Years, yes.
Well, 2003. And I was a child and I first went to Germany with my grandmother. And I've got one a little praise book from my mother. Is it
not,
praise
book? Yeah.
Praise book? It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I just learned some phrases like Guten Tag, Guten Morgen, and so on. Just some phrases. And we went to Germany with my grandmother. We had a great time there. But one day when we were walking outside the place where we were living, some lady came across us and just asked
a lady
something.
I just imagine like elaborate lady,
German lady.
Yeah, she just came across and asked something, pointing at the street. And my grandmother, she couldn't speak anything. She just stood there.
Oh my god, it's lady.
She just faced me and was waiting what I'm gonna say. And then I said, ich weiß nicht.
And what is it? I don't know German. Okay,
yeah, now you know.
So proud of me, my grandmother. And that was the first time
is, sorry how old were you?
9 years old.
That's impressive. Small applause to you, big applause to you.
Thank you. I thought so too. And when I came back to Uzbekistan and I told everything to my mom, and we decided to move to Germany.
Just so because you said, I don't know.
Amazing. Amazing.
No, a different reason. We wanted to move.
You have a talent. You can do that.
I actually think our parents used to think this about us, or still think about us, that we can speak a foreign language. Like, wow. But it's also not a topic. Sorry.
They just started to learn Germany. Started learning.
Germany?
Yeah, German.
It's okay.
Yeah, and then we started just visiting any place in Uzbekistan, in Tashkent, where the German language is represented, starting with the Protestant church, where I soon got baptized, and the German culture center.
I'm surprised it's so represented in Uzbekistan. It was. It's amazing.
What was the culture center like? Because I have never visited anything like that, and I'm super curious.
Well, that's a public organization which is supported by the German government, and they just organize some German courses, language courses for native Germans for free.
Native Germans teach you?
No, for people who ethnically are Germans, like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for ethnical Germans.
Okay, we have an ethnical German over here.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we actually need to explain what it is. Can we?
Those are Germans who used to live in the Volga region. They moved just ages ago from Germany to Russia, and then they settled in the Volga region, and before the Second World War began, they were moved to Siberia, parts of Siberia, and to Middle Asia. That's where my grandmother and grand-grandmother went, and they settled there.
All right. Everything's clear except one thing. Why did they move from Germany to Russia? What was wrong with that? The DD disclaimer. It's okay to move to Russia. It's okay. Just I have a question. All right. Okay. So the Culture Center, it's a public organization.
Yeah. And helps ethnical Germans in all those different countries to learn the language, to learn the culture. They organize also dancing clubs. I used to go to a dancing club and learn some German folk dances.
I love the face of Zoe. It's like, are you sure? Like, is it for real?
You never told me that.
Yeah, no, never heard this part.
Yeah, and also some acting classes and
in German.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Maybe I'm ethnic or something as well.
I want to, please.
Sounds like fun. Can you sponsor us?
Yes, can you sponsor us, please?
We're going to take it to us and then discuss what our origin is.
Yes, yeah. And where should we go to a culture center?
I'm afraid that might not be fun.
Like, you are 100% Russian, okay.
Like, Russian culture center.
Like, I live in a Russian Culture Center.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, so you were taking classes there.
So you were preparing to move to Germany. Like, yeah, your whole family was preparing to do so. But did you?
Yes, I did.
What do you mean did? You moved to Germany?
I didn't know this one.
Sorry. I didn't understand the question properly. I told about learning the language and you did it. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. I learned the language. I attended the courses. But one day we just realized that there are some troubles with documents and we mm-hmm. aren't able to move there after mm-hmm. the conversation with the ambassador mm-hmm. in Uzbekistan, with the German ambassador. And we just gave up on this, but we didn't give up on moving somewhere and we decided mm-hmm. to move to Russia.
Okay, just like your ancestors did to Volga region. So yeah. You came to Russia.
Most importantly, you didn't give up on the language, German. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked it and I did well. My parents told me that.
They still remember the phrase "I don't know" in German. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, well, no. And I also went to school especially to learn German.
Like you chose the school with German.
Yeah, yeah. And I had to go every day by bus and by metro, by subway to school 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was commuting actually.
Yeah, that was pretty hard.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, this is our main idea of today. It is worth it.
It's always worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter where you're going, how much time do you spend commuting, if it's foreign language, it's worth it.
Oh, I have goosebumps, like actual goosebumps.
We encourage people to commute.
We encourage people to commute. Like, if you live somewhere in the region, take your bus, take your train, commute for 3 hours to go to language school, and then 3 hours back.
Yeah, but not the one you don't like. It should be something.
Like, you should weigh up the pros and cons. And believe me, we are in 21st century. Online education is also an education, so you don't have to
promote online education.
Yeah, the second ad is supposed to be here. Okay, some online language school, please.
No. We are teachers ourselves, so we're promoting ourselves.
All right.
Guys,
do reach out, yes. If you want to study in a group or have a speaking club or learn German, because Taya is teaching German.
Or learn Spanish, because Kine is also a Spanish teacher. Me is just English, guys. Sorry, I'm that boring.
No. We will go to this one, actually, when we finish with Taya.
No, well, actually, when I moved to Russia, I just found out I'm very good at German, just better than the others in my school.
Better than the others. I like it.
Should we have like a list of super cool quotes? I realize that I'm better than the others.
You're good at taking notes.
Yes, I'm writing it down. Thank you.
Well, and they sent me to a German Olympics for...
Like all Russia Olympia, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, there was an Olympics in Russia for
school students.
For school students in different subjects.
Mm-hmm. All the school subjects. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All so I of went them, to really? The... Like, if are do we have the Olympiate or Olympic, whatever it is? In physical education?
Yes.
Really? Oh my, okay. So what is the proper name? Olympiad? Like school Olympiad?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let it be school Olympiad.
Olympiad, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went to Veliki Novgorod.
Hey there, time. I'm from Veliki Novgorod.
Yeah, and then I just went to the Olympiad every year almost, and finally in the 11th grade at the MSU, studied there.
A small story, how I didn't know about any Olympiad at all, so I didn't win it and I had to pass all the exams like a normal human being, like a muggle, I would say. But yeah, that's the other story.
Ty is our Harry Potter.
Yeah.
German.
I don't have this car, so.
So basically, German shaped the way.
Well, it shaped your education for sure.
Yeah, shaped your education.
Choice of career.
Yeah.
So, like, have you always known you want to be, wanted to be a German teacher?
Well, actually, no.
I'm not.
It was like, no, I don't want to be a teacher, anything but. Yeah, denial leads sometimes to something we deny.
It's part of the journey, I guess.
Yes, journey.
Talking about denial, what about your denial, Zoe? How did you start your story with languages?
My denial? There was no denial. I'm a fan of denial now, but, well, first of all, I always wanted to be a teacher, and I am a teacher, so no.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. No, but actually, when I was at university, we like talked about it, and no, I don't want to be a school teacher. And funny enough, I didn't know I could be anything but an English teacher. I mean, like a school teacher. I thought, well, the only children I can teach, and I am not a fan of children. You can like throw rocks at me, but no. But my English journey, can I say English journey or the journey of English, which is better?
I would say English journey. I like it more.
Let it be.
I don't care if it's a mistake. Sorry, guys.
So it started when I was in the second class. Actually, English wasn't.
Like second year of school?
Yeah. So I was like, I was eight. And it was an extracurriculum activity. So we actually had to pay for it. Well, not we. Our parents had to pay for it for like the second class and the third class. And then from the fifth class, it was free. And I remember coming home and like saying, Mom, there is this new activity. It's English. We have to pay. Like, can I take it? And she was like, she talked to my dad and okay. And it wasn't much.
So it actually was you who asked for that. It was not the parents saying like, you should learn English.
No way. And
decision.
And I didn't know anything about English. I just knew it was a language, a foreign language.
I didn't know what I get myself into.
No way. And actually it was pretty boring for the first 5 years of me studying English.
You still continued?
I had to, it was a school subject. I had to do my homework. I had to learn some things. I remember looking at the word engineer and like, this is weird. Why are there so many E's there? Why? Just why? And it sounds so weird. I remember cassettes. I don't know if you guys remember. I remember cassettes where you like just play them and repeat after people with strange accents, trying to sound British or whatever it was. I remember our course books being written or created by Russians, and all the tasks were in Russian. Well, I mean like the task, you do something, but texts were in English. It wasn't fun. I remember speaking, like properly speaking English twice in my school years. Twice, like during exams, like in the ninth class and in the 11th class.
Ty, please don't cry.
It wasn't fun. And I don't remember why, but no, I do remember why. Because when I was a teenager, I got into listening to some bands, mostly American. And I was just, what are they singing about? And like, I had to know, I had to translate it myself. At that time, I'm not old, but at that time, it wasn't like you can type any name of the song and you will find out all the lyrics and the translations now. No, it was like you had to do it yourself. So I did.
So basically, English language didn't inspire you, but you had the outside motivation.
I inspired myself. I don't want to blame anyone for not motivating me or something. It was school in North Korea that I attended, but yeah, it wasn't fun because when I hear my students talking about their English juniors, they're like, oh, and I learned songs in English and we were like singing and some words, no singing. Yeah, some words like crocodile, elephant, yeah, they're still with me, but wasn't fun. No cards or whatever. You know, now, I think now children are like quite spoiled. I see what they do.
Now it's like,
exactly, like whatever. And then you had to make yourself focus in English class because it was boring. We were doing mostly translations.
From a translation method. Hello.
Again, all of it. I think this is my first denial. No, I'm not going to be that teacher. Sorry, I sound very full of myself, but it helped me. So when I was trying to decide what I want to do, like I wanted to be a teacher. I first wanted to be a Russian language teacher, Russian language and literature teacher.
Why? Sorry.
Why? Because that was the
any
first
language will do. Russian.
Yeah, this is it. I was like, I'm just a fan of languages. Russian is my native language, my mother tongue. I'll just do this. But then English came along, and I'm like, oh, I might do that one. But actually, I was in two minds. This is strange, but I wanted to be either a psychologist or an English teacher, which now thinks the same thing.
Yes, it's really connected, I would say.
Now, yes, it's not for school teachers, but I'm sorry, but it's not for us. I think working with adults, it is. And it's also another episode to talk about for sure. So it's just, I went to university and studied English there to be a teacher. But first of all, actually didn't want to be teachers. I was under the influence of my groupmates because they were like, it's boring being a teacher. I'm like, oh, okay. I was not bullied into it, but still I was
pressure?
Like, maybe a bit, yes. It was some kind of like communication something. As far as I understand now, that was for like people training to be guides, actually. But then something
like travel guides?
Yeah, like something went wrong and we ended up being teachers.
Something went wrong and we ended up being teachers. I'm writing this down.
So like English really is the love of my life. It wasn't the love at first sight because of this strange school system, I'd say. But then I found my way to it, or it found its way to me. I don't know.
Sorry, I got a question. Do you remember a teacher that you liked most, or you think it's a good teacher, maybe?
Actually, but not the school, of course, but when I went to university, actually not sure it's university, I think it's an institute. Anyways, some higher education there, I was kind of like motivated with my like songs and like TV series maybe at that point. And then in my second year at university, we got this amazing teacher who I still talk to from time to time. She was just so amazing, like a bundle of joy, full of energy, full of beans all the time, making us speak English, making us know translations. I was like, amazing, give me more. She was like, you explain words with other English words. Oh my God. Now I see that at that time, everything she did blew my mind. And she introduced us to foreign course books, which I still use till this day. Yeah, she just showed that English can be fun and it is fun. Well, I first went abroad to Germany. Hello. But she, this amazing teacher, inspired us to go to the UK in our fourth year and take a Cambridge exam, which we were not ready for, but it's also a different story, not her fault, mostly ours. So anyway, teachers are important. And looking at her, I understand, oh, I want to be like her. She is not a school teacher. I actually thought at that time that I might be like a university teacher or professor, some of that sort. But then it went out the window as well. Anyways, teachers are important. I wanted to sum up and thank you for asking this question.
I actually also have a follow-up question, and it's a question to both of you. So for you, sorry, the school language was boring, let's say that. So it was dull, and you didn't really like the books because they were produced by Russian or even Soviet professor at some point. And I have a question. Like, I remember that in Russian schools, at least still now, the most of the books are used with the Russian creators. Mm-hmm. Maybe they try to replicate something from British books or I guess British books, but still it's much to be desired. And I have a question about the German one. So Taya, were the German also the Russian ones, like books for learning German or not?
Mm-hmm. In Uzbekistan, in the special school that I went to, there were German books because this school was part of a program or a project. There were two or three native speakers in our school teaching all the time. I never got a native speaker. Yeah, but the level of language of our teachers was pretty high, and they were teaching based on German textbooks. So I liked them very much. And at the German courses, they were also sent from Germany, German Culture Center. And in Russia, when I moved to Russia and went again to the special school where the German is represented, were good teachers, but the textbooks were written by Russians.
Yeah, some adapted material, right?
No, poetry, some not adapted fantastical things.
Oh, German poetry is something weird, one of a kind. It is. I'm sorry, but it is.
Very special, or what is this? Because I am not
It is
familiar with
special.
this one.
It looks weird and it sounds even weirder. As for me, we're not
That's
talking
true.
about like Goethe or some base amazing German writer, but modern. I think Taya showed me some modern poetry in one of our classes and it was like, But I was very excited and I was terrified.
Don't remember what I did.
I just remember what I did. It was so long ago. It was not so long ago, actually. Yeah,
purpose.
Just a side note, Dindin. Zoe used to take classes from Taya, Toronto German. She is, okay, we have bilingual. It's two languages, but when you have lots of languages.
Multilingual.
Okay, so you will be the multilingual then.
Well, it depends on what you mean by multilingual. People who
I mean to impress people.
I mean to impress people. Okay, let's call me multilingual.
Multilingual,
first.
Yeah.
But I think we're all here. Well, Taya is for sure, because how many languages Taya speak? It's like amazing, still amazes me to this day.
It's just German, English, some
just.
Czech.
Yeah, just. I don't have like enough hands and fingers on my hand to count, but yes.
But it's German, English, it's Russian.
Russian, of course. Some Czech, just a little bit, and some Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And during Japanese, sometimes I remember some Czech words and it's in the Japanese.
They don't fit, yeah.
I know. No, wait. What did I say? I teach two languages and I always forget words in three.
But I like it when you're like speaking foreign language and another one creeps in somehow.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I remember, a side note, I'm learning Spanish with Xuxa. Like all teaching each other, but that's fine. And I remember that some German starts coming in. I don't remember but, for example, but in Spanish, but I remember aber, if I'm not mistaken. This is a German word. I'm like, oh, okay. And then some French words come in as well. I'm like, what are you doing here? So,
oh, yeah. I remember on our first year in uni, I took Spanish as my second foreign language. And every time I had to speak Spanish, I don't know how, but English was always there. It's like, hello, you want to use me? And my teacher was going nuts because this is not an English class.
I want to say that your English already sounds a bit needy.
Needy? Like, what do you mean?
Speak me. So
yeah,
can
yeah.
you share your English journey?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. I wanted to kind of sum up yours first. So if we talk about Taya's story, language, German, shaped her education. And she even moved to Russia to continue that. And what about you? How did it influence you?
It influenced me in the way that, again, I'm gonna sound full of myself, but I remember like translating the songs and then later watching Friends, which is my favorite TV show.
Oh.
You know this one, like I
a minute to praise Friends. Please,
yes, appreciate
Friends is
Friends
one of the best
TV show,
series.
The best. Whatever you say, especially Zoomers, you do not understand.
I can't believe there are anybody who doesn't like Friends.
Yeah,
I used to not like Friends.
Friends actually was my first love. And I almost learned it by heart in Russian. And then I said like, oh, well, I know it in Russian. Like, let's watch it in English. And I started watching it with subtitles. And I focused on language because I didn't have to focus on storylines. So what I'm saying that it shaped the way I see the world. I haven't traveled much, I'd say, but it sounds strange, but I traveled mostly with my like TV shows and how much information I learn in English. Even if I want to do some stretching, I type it in English. So it's not that, how to say it? I don't know. It's just at some point it switched in my mind that it's better to do in English. And also nobody in my family, well, not nobody in my, what we call it, immediate family.
Yeah.
Nobody in my immediate family speaks any foreign languages. Maybe they did at some point, but
which
like
is kind of sad, but it's a true story in Russia.
It's a true story because of stuff happening, well, in Russia mostly, I guess, in the USSR. And it actually, I stood out because of that. And I liked it. I liked it that I had something that nobody understood in my family. I was like blasting music and I was like, nobody understands what this song is about. Like, it's not maybe a good point and it's not the best trait of my personality, But I liked it. I liked it that it made me...
Wait. You realize that you're better than the others.
I'm better than the others, yes. But I'm better with a real skill because language is a skill. And I remember everybody saying to me like, oh my God, so you know English, you're going to go abroad, you're going to marry an Englishman or whatever. And I'm like, sure. But that was never my point. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. But it really helped me because I was a bit lonely in my teens, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And English was my friend. It was my friend. It was something like to occupy me, I guess. And I was like always busy doing something in English and nobody forced me. That is important here. Nobody mm-hmm. ever forced me to do anything. Nobody forced me to be an English teacher, to move abroad and marry foreigners. No, it was just me wanting to do something different. That's it. Just doing something different because everything that I saw wasn't Russian. It was the same. And English was a kind of a different path in a new world, in a new culture, mm-hmm. different cultures, I'd even say, because there are many English-speaking countries.
Yeah, sure.
Well, not many. There are some.
But... Come on, it's more than one, so it's fine. More than two, okay. One too many.
So it has been my escape. It's a kind of escape for me, and I don't see it as something bad. I see it as something good because, well, we all had some difficult things in our lives as children mm-hmm. and as adults, even more. Sorry for being dark. And that was always my
healthy escapism, I guess.
Healthy escapism, yeah. And like safe space. I just mm-hmm. go there and it's a friend, it's a place, it's everything.
Okay,
yeah.
Side note. First of all, we are not entitled that we are speaking foreign languages. A little bit, but
we
not
do recommend
full of
crap.
And second of all, Zoe is not a lone person. She has friends, she has family, she has closed ones. Everything is okay. Just English
no.
is real. Now, okay. She came to a good place.
With yeah. the help of English. So yeah, Ksusha, please do share your story with us.
I cannot praise school education as well. I do not say that all school education and school English or school teaching foreign languages is shit. Sorry.
So we're going to have this thing that says that we swear in our podcast. Okay.
Yes, but it wasn't the story of how I fell in love with my school teacher or something. It was actually the story of envy. The point was that I started learning languages when I was in the kindergarten. I guess it was some letters or maybe some singing songs and stuff. And that's part of why I think it's no use to teach small journal like at the age of 3 or 4, but it's again another story. So I started it in the kindergarten and then it was no use. And then I had English lessons through all of my years at school. And also it was no use. And it was just going parallel with my life. I was quite good at short-term memory and I was just learning some words before the class during the break and I was writing all the dictations that we had and I was going around A and B. Mm-hmm. So I was never a C student in English and stuff, but I knew nothing, really nothing. But when I finished the 9th year, I was like 16, a friend of mine that I met in some summer camp, she came to my native town, to Novgorod. She was from Moscow and she was our cool Moscow friend at that time. And she came and she said that she has just been to London, I guess, or I think it was London. And she spent 2 weeks there speaking English and talking to different foreigners and mm-hmm. going into the culture and stuff. And I got so jealous. You don't even imagine. I got so jealous. Oh my God, come on. Your English is not that difficult. I'm going to learn it.
Amazing.
Because I wanted it so badly. I wanted to also be the part of that, I don't know, culture or adventure or whatever it is. And I came to my mom and said, I want to learn English. Okay, find yourself a tutor, a private tutor, and I will pay for that. I don't remember how, but I found the private tutor. And it's also one of my favorite stories because I went to the first lesson to the tutor and I also went with my mom. Actually, yes, that is strange, but I was 16. Yeah, that's a strange one why I was with my mom. But I don't know. maybe she thought that my tutor is a serial killer because I went to her house. Yeah, anyways, so I came there and the tutor asked me, like, do you know English? I said, like, yeah, sure, I do. I do. I know everything. I have A's and B's in
B1.
My school. Yeah, B1 already. C2, C3.
C3, yes.
I said, yeah, sure. And she said, well, okay, we will start slow. We will start easy. Can you tell me in English, can you translate this phrase? I don't know. It was something easy, something like, я девочка, or something like that. And I said, really proudly and full of myself, full of crap. And I said, I is a girl. And she, her face went blank. Okay.
That sounds like C4.
Yes, that sounds like C4. And then I started learning language. So my school English has never helped me with anything. And after a year I spent with my teacher, with my private tutor, I came to her and I said that it came to me that I want to study languages in the university. And I'm thinking not just to go to our university in Novgorod, but I'm actually aiming for Moscow State University to the Faculty of Foreign Languages.
Your face went blank again.
And she said, okay. And we continued. But in 2 years, and here is a disclaimer, I still believe that learning languages is a process and it takes a lifetime. But in 2 years, I went from I is a girl to, I guess, good B2, because I managed to enter the faculty and I managed to enter the Moscow State. But I should say that on the first year of the university, we had the book that is dedicated to C1, and it was extremely difficult for me. So I still had the gap and I still worked my ass off to get to the level of my groupmates, and it was a real struggle. And these 2 years that I studied languages, it was also not a piece of cake. It was no picnic, because I remembered, and it's actually also fun, I remember that all these 2 years, all photos that are taken of me, they all include either homework of English or a dictionary. really
you know, Hermione.
Yeah, I like was scrolling through the pictures of my last 2 years at school, and it is really funny because it was everywhere. I did all my homework every day, and I had lots of homework, loads of it. I was actually living by the language. I liked it, and actually I have never thought of quitting, and nobody forced me. It was my initial envy, jealousy, or whatever it is, that kept me going. And then just when I understood, then I realized that I'm better than the others. Okay, it's a disclaimer, it's a joke. Yeah, I understood that I can do that. Then it kept me going. But again, my school teacher, when I told her that I'm going to pass state exams, like, yeah, in English, she said, what? So everybody is reading page 75 and you are taking this mock test. So my story is the story of one courageous tutor. I will not share her contacts because after a couple of years, we had an argument, but I'm still grateful to her for all the dedication and work she put into me, the opportunity she gave me. At that point, when I entered the university, I met Spanish. It also changed my life, turned it upside down. But the English one was...
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's also a funny story because when I was at the last year at school, I started to watch this series that is called Físico-Química, or physics or chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's a series, it's a Spanish series, and I used to watch it in Spanish with Russian subtitles, which was extremely weird at that moment because nobody was watching anything with subtitles, apart from anime maybe. And I was watching this series and I liked it a lot. It's a series about college students that are having fun. As they are Spanish students, they are also having lots of drinking, smoking, and everything that is prohibited for their age. But I loved the sound of it. I really fell in love with the sound of the language. And when I came to the uni and they asked me what language do I want to learn, and thank you very much for asking that, for not assigning me anything, I said that would be Spanish because I just love the way it sounds. So I guess that's my story.
But I have a question about your school years in English. Yeah. How come you never got motivated to like learn it more wasn't interesting in the way it was taught, or what was it?
I don't remember much about my lessons, but
says a lot.
Yes, which says a lot. So it didn't have any impression on me. I remember that at every start of the lesson in English, we had small dictation and we had to write words. And that's why I said that I was quite good with short-term memory. I don't remember that we were speaking much in terms of discussions and conversations and dialogues that we are all about right now with all this communicative method of teaching and trying to impress, yes, our students. I remember we were having some kind of reports, I guess, like when we needed to retell the text or something. I don't remember that we were learning them by heart, because that's what I see now in my school student. But I only remember dictations, and I remember that we had Russian books, Russian student books.
Exactly, yes, of course. Afanasio and Vereshchagina.
Afanasio Vereshchagina, yes, the book.
And was it called Spotless Starlight?
No. Spotlight Starlight, it's like way younger. Vereshchagina is the pioneer.
English.
Yeah, just English, and the different colors for each book. Like, I remember yellow and red. Maybe green, remember.
Oh, the only thing I remembered was also around the first or second year of school when we were studying family. I don't know why, but it is imprinted in my whatever it is brain. Conjures up the images every time I see a daughter or father or brother that you need to pronounce it correctly. I really don't remember much from my school lessons. I do believe that they are different from the ones that I teach, but
I remember my fascination with pronunciations. We like mentioned it. I mentioned engineer, and I remember like daughter. You guys, I think, know how it's written, how it's spelled, and it's pronounced totally not the same. And I remember being fascinated with these examples. I remember exceptions more than I remember rules, just in general. And I remember like daughter. Amazing. Why is it written like this?
For me, it was conscious. Why is it so hard to
say yes? But also, I remember the first one, and still a lot of people struggle with it. Circumstances. It's amazing.
Circumstantial.
Oh my God. Such a long word. I need to learn it. Oh, consequences.
That's where your love for long words started. And after that, at some point, it popped up in the lessons with style. Like, yeah. I have a longer word.
Still shocked by German words. It should be legal to do it to language, but they manage, I guess.
How do they manage it? What's the trick?
I don't know. You just word the bigger word into smaller words, because it always consists of smaller words, and you just pronounce them separate.
If you know one part of this long word, you might get the meaning of the word, because they all make sense, because these are real words joined into one. Like, we have the same in English.
So it's like when in English it's hyphenated, yes.
A dog walker, for example, it's person who walks dogs, so it makes sense. The same in German, but it's just they're longer. Oh my God, what are they called? No gaps between words. So like, if in English you have like a hyphen or like a gap between two words, in German it's just like one long word. Okay, so like social story is like a story of I can do it as well, or I can do it better.
Yeah, I like, or I hope that this is the way I try to see that not only something positive can motivated to do something, even that we call negative things, because jealousy is not very, what is it, beneficial, positive one.
Yeah, but I don't think it was only jealousy that motivated you. It was just you saw something, maybe something like spoke inside of you, like, oh my God, this is it. Because then you like, you continue doing it.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, I just understood that I'm good at it. And then it kept me going. But I guess initial one was to prove myself that I can do that. If this person can do that, I can do that as well. And that will be my...
That's a positive point, is all the jealousy.
Yes. So not just to be jealous and be sulky about it, but actually do something as a source of your motivation. I like to see it this way. If you're jealous that you understand it, you want it, so you start getting that.
Again, my question. I wanted to ask you if there is also a teacher from your school, from your university, that you maybe are impressed of or admire till nowadays, really just wow, what a teacher.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the point is that I always look at teachers as a people, and the person that impressed me the most was not my English teacher or not even Spanish teacher. The person that I love the most is my teacher of Russian and literature. Ooh. Just because of the person who she is and just because of the way she talked to us. And she's still talking to us because this is the teacher that we still meet. And we are like way long gone from school. So for me, teachers are always, and actually students are always first, like people first, language learners second. I cannot say that my teachers were awful or my teachers were great. There were great traits that they had, and I'm grateful for what they taught me and what I learned, but I would not single out one exceptional that influenced me a lot. I can say that it's a bunch of things. One teacher learned me how to deal with my mistakes. Another teacher learned me that you should take it easy. Yeah, you still remember Kirill that we had on our faculty? Yeah, Spanish one. He was not a teacher, for sure. He had some side gigs, side hustle gigs all the time. And he was coming to the lesson 10 minutes later. And he was, you're not still here? Okay, we'll come back 5 minutes later. And in 15 minutes, he was coming back with a cup of coffee and a small add-on. Okay, let's start. And his mellow attitude to all of that also influenced me. Or the teacher who actually taught me, I don't know, you remember Shkhantsov? When he was getting us with the pronunciation that I lost completely because I'm watching an American series.
RP is not real, guys. I think it even died with the Elizabeth II, set point.
Set point, yes. I would not say that I have a role model or whatever, but I have a bunch of people that I'm grateful for. Grateful to?
Well, it depends what you mean. Grateful.
To people. Grateful for the thing
for
that they did.
For everything they did.
Why did I ask all those questions? Because I found out that there was some point in your life that you just boosted in the language, maybe.
I agree, totally.
Do you feel something that you just learned it, whatever, just the language, and then a boost, and it was then great, and you just never came back to that initial situation that
Yes, exactly. So my story is a bit of a magic here, but people who are listening to that, do not believe that you can learn the language in 2 years. No, you can't.
No, it's a disclaimer. Yep, for sure. But actually, sorry, speaking of pronunciation, I remember we were taught British English, which I still teach, and people struggle, but I am a firm believer that if you can speak British English, and especially you can understand British English, and British I mean like Scottish, Irish,
I
cannot.
You're fine, you're covered. Then you're gonna go to the USA, you watch American series, and it's not gonna be a problem for you. So British English, and we were taught British English, and of course pronunciation, we were not focused on this RP. We knew it existed, but our this amazing teachers are like, well, only the queen speaks this way. And we were like, okay, not the queen, so I'm fine. But I remember struggling with it. Well, you can hear I still do sometimes, but I remember her pushing me a bit because she said, now is the time for you to do it because you're gonna graduate, you're not gonna have the time, you're gonna go find a job, you're gonna work, you're gonna have other stuff in your life, you're not gonna find the time. And I remember, like, first I was, no, you're not right, denial again, but then I was okay, maybe she's right. And I took my time, I practiced it, and I still do, actually.
Good for you. But it's, again, another story.
Yeah, it's good to know that we still have something to talk about. And as far as I understand, we even learned some new things about us.
I think we can wrap up with this one, but we need some kind of summary.
I think learning, we all think that is a process, and you should just keep it going, and it will lead you to something big. I think it will shape your life in a better way.
Well, find something that you like about the language you're learning, even if it's not much, but you should have something to start with and then go from there, because I think all of our stories are kind of like we grew to like the foreign language. It wasn't, well, maybe for Thai, it was like, oh my God, I know this phrase. Love at the first sight, yes, with German. But for me, no, for sure.
Not really.
So, but then something still motivated us, and we found something that motivated us, and we kept going, as I mentioned. But this is for people who like have to learn a language and then are happy about it. Find something you like about it. It might be something about the culture, and then you're like, okay, I can do with it.
Yeah, and it can be different types of motivation. It can be just the excitement that you can do something in it, like in Taya's case, or it can be excitement with the culture or with some product that you have in the language. Or it can actually be something that you want to prove to yourself first. It can be million of things. But yeah. Whenever you enjoy the process, you enjoy the ride, it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, this is coming back to like that we're here to have fun, and learning should be fun. Find something that you're excited about and just relax. It's not that big of a deal. Yes, you might find something that you like about it to motivate yourself. You might take this like, well, I can do this and it's cool. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people even underestimate themselves, because I have it all the time with my students. I ask them, so how many languages do you speak? They're like, just one, Russian. You are speaking English now, just a second ago. You shouldn't underestimate it. Even if you know five phrases in a foreign language, you are speaking it. You are speaking
even
it.
Even if you say, I don't know, you still
are. Exactly.
Exactly. And you shouldn't take it for granted. No.
We are not celebrated enough, as I've heard from Lee.
You should give yourself some credit for it. You learned it. Even if it's just five phrases. Good for you. Oh, this is the name for another podcast, but I do like it.
That will be our admiration point for that podcast.
Whitney Cummings, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not. You're great. Great name. So anyways. I'd like to say that we have, I guess, an Instagram profile. We do have a Telegram channel where you can find us if you just type Zooming Through Chaos. We might have some updates there. Whenever you find it, wherever you find it, please leave some comments.
If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe to our podcast.
We also have an email address where you can write stories with your English journey, German journey, Italian, any language journey.
We'd love hearing from you.
Just reach out. We'd like to build a community. Well, we're having fun, but we'd like you to have fun with us.
Okay, so thank you very much for listening. It was fun to record it, and hope you had fun listening to it.
Thanks for listening to Zooming Through Chaos. See you at the next episode. Bye.
See you around.
Bye-bye.